U.S. Border Patrol detains previously deported felon with child sex crime conviction. Texas border business. Del Rio, Texas, U.S. Border Patrol agents assigned to the Del Rio sector arrested a Honduran man with previous convictions for sex crimes involving children, failure to register as a sex offender, and re-entry after deportation. On July 4, agents assigned to the Uvalde station were conducting train check operations when three individuals jumped from a rail car and fled. One of the individuals was later identified as Cristobal Cortez Cartagena, 39, an illegal alien from Honduras. Record checks revealed Cortez Cartagena was convicted in 2010 in California for lewd and lascivious acts with a child under 14. He was sentenced to 5 years incarceration and was removed from the United States after serving his prison term. In 2017, Cortez Cartagena was arrested for re-entry of a deported alien and was sentenced to 18 months federal prison time. Following that, the state of California charged him with failure to register as a sex offender, for which he served 14 months. Cortez Cartagena was deported again in 2021. As a convicted felon, Cortez Cartagena faces a charge pursuant to 8 U.S.C. Section 1326 for re-entry after deportation, which carries a maximum sentence of up to 20 years in prison. Constant vigilance by our Border Patrol agents is paramount to keeping our communities safe, said Del Rio Sector Chief Patrol Agent Anthony Scott Good. Child sex offenders who repeatedly attempt to enter our country pose a serious threat, and we stand ready to answer that threat.